Hi guys, so I'm back today with another therapy update, and I just want to tell you guys that I found a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful therapist. She is super, super amazing, and I'm so happy that I found her. So I was on Google, and that's how I found her, and she is like the best of the best therapist ever. She really gave me tips and tools to heal. Unlike my last therapist, who I've been seeing for 2 years on and off, who couldn't even help me, this lady happened to give me some amazing tools about self-love. She even told me the kind of attachment I have to men, which is the attachment she labeled me as, and that she sent me a YouTube video about. It was called Anxious Attachment, and that's something that I've had that I didn't even know I had. And I'm going to actually, let me Google that for you guys, because I want you guys to understand, like, what that means, because I don't have, like, the, let me just, oh, God, attachment, okay, so, let me Google it for you guys. So, I have anxious attachment style, and that's something that I've had for a while. I never could put a label on it until I went to therapy today. So, let me see what, like, Google the signs for you guys, just because she told me today, but I, you know, it's a lot. I want to read it to you guys too. So let me see, I'm trying to look it up. Okay, so symptoms of anxious attachment style. If you have If you have anxious attachment style, you will long for a deep, strong connection, but instead feel disappointed by others. You will feel others don't want the sort of closeness you long for. You think you care about others more than they care about you. Find the other person doesn't communicate as much as you need. Be sure you give more than you get. You have low self-esteem and sometimes feel unworthy of love. You feel uncomfortable around the other, but highly anxious when separated. Possibly feel dependent on the other person, terrified to be without them, even if you are unhappy. Suffer fits of anxiety that stop when the other person responds to you. Secretly blame yourself if the other person isn't giving you what you need. Be very emotional or have emotional, whatever this word is, I can't pronounce it. Your emotions swing wildly, tend to be impulsive in relationships. So, this means basically that you are attracted to people that are unavailable. And my therapist hit it on the nail. She told me today in therapy, I'm attracted to guys that are emotionally unavailable and can't give me what I need. So, this means, you know, you're attracted to those who are emotionally unavailable. They value independence, don't like too much intimacy, and are interested in talking about their emotions, which they often hide or deny. They might not even be sure they want to be in a relationship at all. And it just talks about why you would have it and things like that. And the treatment for it is just therapy, which I'm doing now. So that's basically some of the things I'm learning about myself in therapy, that I did not know I had anxious attachment issues. So another thing my therapist had me do was she had me, She had me watch 3 videos about self-love. She had me watch videos about, like, anxious attachment and things like that, and just learn how to have self-love and love myself and really understand everything that's going on with me. So another thing she had me do outside of that was she gave me homework. So one of my homework assignments, guys, was to make a list. It's called a self-discovery tool. And it's called, you have to write what you need in a man, what you don't want in a man, what you want in a man, and what you love and appreciate about a partner. So I have to turn this, and I see her again in 2 weeks. I think on the 23rd I see her. So I need to put that in my calendar. But I see her on the 23rd in 2 weeks. So I'm no longer going to be seeing my old therapist. I'm going to just officially start seeing my therapist now. So, and she's really good. So I like her. And yeah. So let me tell you about some other stuff that I learned, guys. So she also gave me some daily self affirmations to tell myself every day when I wake up. I had to pick five, and there's a whole bunch on here. But since I'm talking to you guys, I'm going to tell you guys some of the ones that stand out to me and the ones that I like. So this one is number 18. I am deserving of happiness, love, peace, freedom, money, and anything else I desire. So I have to say five things. I have to pick five things off this list, and I have to say it to myself every morning. So every morning when I get up, it's going to be a goal of mine to do that. So what I'm going to do, I probably will stick this thing and tack it to my dresser because I want to be able to look at it every morning and just read it out loud to myself. So basically, I'm deserving of happiness, love, peace, freedom, money, and anything else I desire. And another one that I kind of like is I choose to stop apologizing for being me. Let me see. Some other good ones on here is, let me see. I deserve all that is good. Let me see what else is on here, guys. This list is like long. It's like literally 77 affirmations. I was going to say 100, but it's 77. I am powerful beyond my wildest dreams. Number 61 is, even though I don't feel worthy right now, I know deep down that I'm worthy of love, forgiveness, and healing. Another one that I like is, trying to find ones that actually relate to me. Another one I like is, I am true. It's a lot of ones on here, guys. That's just a couple of them. Like there's ones like, I believe in me, my life is a place of happiness and love, I love the woman I am, just all kinds of affirmations. So it's something I have to read every day. I have to pick five on this list that I have to tell myself every day. So it's something that I have to work on. Then I also have to do this other homework assignment that she gave me, which is self-discovery relationship tools or whatever she wanted me to do. So those are just some homework assignments she gave me to do. But guys, this therapist is super, super amazing. Like, she's just amazing. I can't really describe it, but she just hit everything on the nail. I wish I had met this therapist years ago because she's like an amazing therapist. Like, I spent, sorry guys, I'm drinking something to drink. I'm drinking some water. But I wish I had met her before I met my therapist I was with for 2 years, because she really gave me the tools, and that's what I needed. Like, I needed somebody to give me the tools to help me and just say, hey, Sherelle, this is what you need to do. Like, I feel like nobody wanted to give me the tools to get the help. Like, my last therapist just wasn't hitting the head on the nail. You know, she wasn't helping me. This therapist is different. And so I left her office feeling 100% better. I had a few moments at work where I wanted to, like, pick up the phone and call and text them. I wanted to get angry. I wanted to yell. I wanted to be like, why aren't you talking to me? I wanted to pop up at the job. But every time I felt it, I remember what my therapist taught me. She taught me to, whenever I get upset with myself and whenever I feel like I'm not enough, or whenever I start to blame myself for why he left, she taught me how to reverse it on and put it on to him and go, it's not my fault. Maybe it's something that it's not my fault. Maybe it's him. You know, maybe it's something he's not telling me. Maybe it's something he's just not ready for a relationship. He's not emotionally stable. Just all these things. She just basically told me not to blame myself and to just think about, okay, it probably could have been something he did, not something I did. So it's just a lot of things that I'm learning and growing. And then it was like, I'm just learning a lot about myself, guys. Therapy is so therapeutic. And she taught me how, even though I don't want to deal with the pain of him leaving, that I have to sit in that emotion and I have to sit in it and I have to walk through it. She said, you can run through it or walk through it, but you have to feel it. So that's been like the thing now, as I'm learning that I have to just sit in my emotions, walk through it. That's something that I'm learning, guys. So, that's basically what I learned in therapy today. And it was super amazing. And I'm so glad I found that therapist. I really am. I think her name is Anita. Yeah, but so it's really cool that I learned all these things about anxious attachment. And I wish I had known that, like, why did that not even occur to me? You know what I'm saying? But I'm glad that she hit the hammer on the nail, or the nail on the hammer, or whatever it's called. But yeah, it was pretty therapeutic, if I must say so myself. So I learned a lot about myself today. Yeah, and it's easy, you know. I think slowly but surely I'm getting there, even though it feels like, oh, I just want to cry, or I want to do this and do that. It's like, no, Sherelle, you can't cry. You just got to move forward, you know. So that's something I'm learning. But yeah, so today was not a bad day. And sorry, guys, if you hear me typing on my phone. I'm trying to put this therapist number in my phone as we talk, because I'm trying to make sure she's in here. Make sure she's in my phone. But, yeah, and I just also came on here because I feel like I want to tell you guys all the things that I haven't told you guys. And even though it's not my story to tell, it kind of is my story to tell, because I want you guys to be aware. You know, I don't want you guys to be in the same situations as me ever. And I want you guys to know that the reason I'm even revealing this stuff is not to, you know, bash anybody or make anybody look bad or whatever the case may be. But it's more so you guys can really get a glimpse of what I was going through and why I didn't say anything, because I was trying to, at the time, I didn't want to put anybody out there. At the time, I didn't want to look bad, and I didn't want you guys to really know the truth of it all. But it's time for you guys to really know the truth. Whew. This is like hard for me, guys, but yeah, but I gotta tell you guys the truth, so here goes nothing. All right, well, hold on. Actually, give me a minute, guys. Oh, my God, I thought I pasted a phone number in here and took it away. All right, I'm not gonna be able to get this lady's phone number in here, because this thing is just acting funky. I'm just trying to get the copy and paste the... Why won't it let me copy and paste the phone number? Is it just purposely doing this to me? All right. Keeps putting up the website. All right, hold on. Oh, I'm so sorry, y'all. I'm trying to copy and paste something, and it's just not allowing me to do what I need to do. And it's frustrating. My phone is being funky. I'm trying to do something, and it's just not allowing me to do it. Because I want to tell you guys my story, but I'm trying to kind of wait on it at the same time. Because I want to make sure that I'm sorry, y'all. I know. Oh, all right, guys. So bear with me. I'm going to be coming on my way. I'm just needing to put something in my phone for 1 minute. Bear with me. I know I'm taking a while. I'm just kind of taking my time. So I do apologize. But I do have a lot I want to tell y'all. So just bear with a sister while I tell y'all everything going on right now. Oh, Lord. I guess I'll tell y'all. I'm getting ready to tell y'all now, because my phone acting up. So I'll look it up in a minute. Anyway, let me get into my story. I didn't get to save everything I wanted to, but I saved some stuff. So I'll look this stuff up later. All right, y'all. So anyway, I'm gonna finish this later because it keeps messing up. But like I said, I do want to tell y'all something. Ooh, it's hot in my room. So, a lot of things I withheld from you guys about my relationship, because I guess I wanted you guys to think that it was I was so in love. I wanted you guys to think that love was attainable and all that stuff. And love still is attainable, and love still is amazing. I'm not gonna sit here and say it's not. What I want to start from the beginning. So as you guys know, and again, guys, this is a no free judgment zone. I'm not about judging people. I'm not about anybody judging me. And I am no way, shape, or form trying to bash anybody. I'm just telling my story, telling my truth, and finally being honest. And the only reason I'm telling my story is to help others out there like me. Because I know there's many a woman out here that are just like me, who are broken, who are looking for love, who want to be completed, and who are in and out of relationships and trying to figure it out, and they keep meeting the same type of guys. So I'm doing this to help other people. So, like I told you guys, when I met him, I was broken. I just got out of a 2-year relationship. He had just got out of a 4-year relationship. We met and we started talking, texting, whatever, hanging out, FaceTiming. It just, like I said, it got serious so fast. I thought he was the one, but I should have known it was some red flags in the beginning, because he was very inconsistent a lot of times, was showing up like he said he was going to show up. He was inconsistent a lot. Then he started asking to borrow money and all these things, and I would do it because I was trying to be nice. So I would let him borrow money. Of course, he never paid back. He was inconsistent a lot. There would be days where he would go two or three days and wouldn't text or call me. I would reach out to him, wouldn't get a response. He had 2 kids. Nothing wrong with anybody having kids. I don't mind dating somebody with kids because I have a daughter. But 2 kids would have been a lot, because you got to think, it's me. I already have a daughter and I have to take on his 2 kids. No offense to his kids, but I was kind of iffy and a little scared about taking on 2 extra sets of kids, to be honest with you. I didn't want him to meet my daughter. I told him I don't let him meet my daughter. He kind of was like, oh, I want to meet her. Next thing I know, you know, him and my daughter end up meeting when he comes here. He ends up meeting my aunt, my mom, my dad, and some of my family members. And it just happened so fast. I don't want to know if I saw any red flags in the beginning. I think it was mostly just the inconsistency. And it was him not telling me a lot and hiding a lot from me. And I don't know. Guys, I'm really about to tell y'all something deep, and I'm scared, but I feel like I'm just going to do it. So, he had came to me about a legal situation. So, I did not know anything that was going on. So, he comes to me and tells me he has a court situation that's been going on for 1.5, 2 years. That's been going on. He tells me that he got in trouble at his last job for embezzlement. He tells me that he didn't do anything, that his coworker and him were in the car, and his coworker blamed him for taking the money. He said he didn't take any money or whatever. He tells me that every person he ever told left his life and they didn't want to deal with him. So I stuck by him. I didn't tell anybody his secrets. He went to a court case in June. He got found guilty. So he basically, Monday through Friday, he goes to work. Saturday and Sunday, he gets locked up and goes to jail on the weekends. And he has to keep doing that until November. The reason I'm telling y'all this is because as a woman trying to heal and trying to find herself, please be careful. Be careful from guys that use you. Be careful from guys that take money from you and then don't pay you back. Be careful from a man that says to you, oh, I'm always going to be here, but can't keep his word. He's not consistent. Be careful from a man that will, you know, if you see signs, just think about it. You know, because like I told my mom, I said, it's crazy how I gave him all that money and did all those nice things for him. Funny how the day before we fell out, he borrowed $40 from me, and then the next day I don't even hear from him anymore. And then we get into a huge argument that Friday. So I thought that was crazy. So I kept, you know, and I told myself, and I'm going to tell y'all something. I was wrong for how I reacted to the Instagram picture. I knew I was wrong, and I extremely regret it. I really do. I should not have approached him on some rah, rah, rah. I'm pissed off because you post another, if you post another female. I assumed. I didn't realize that was his best friend or know that was his best friend. I just thought he was posting with some other girl. That's the first thing I saw. So my mind went into flip mode, and I just freaked out. I wasn't thinking. So I was dead wrong for assuming and coming at him. I should have came to him in a different way. But at the time, I was angry. So that's how I approached the situation. And if he's listening to this or whether he's not, I do apologize. I do. I was wrong for that. I was wrong. And I'm not putting his business out there for anybody to judge him, for y'all to judge me. His business is his business. I get it. But at the same time, if I can help another person out there, then that's what I'm going to do. I'm not telling y'all this stuff for y'all to judge him. Everybody's human. Everybody goes through something. I believe what he tells me. Do I think that he's guilty of it? Just from what he told me? No. Does the law think he's guilty? Yes. I was not there. I don't know. It's between him and the person that he was with that night. So I don't know if he did it or he didn't do it. It's between him and God at that point. Anyway, I was wrong for how I flipped out on him. It was like, Sherelle, you weren't even thinking. You should have been, your mind was gone. And I feel like it was a miscommunication between me and him that night. A huge miscommunication. I just feel like he could have handled it in a better way instead of blocking me. He could have actually sat down and talked with me and we could have got through it. I feel like in a sense, I could have had came at him differently. So, but at the end of the day, he made his choice to block me. He made his choice to ignore me. And I just burped. I'm sorry, guys. And I made my choice to be upset about it. You know, like people say, there's consequences for every reaction. Got to think before you do things. It's a lesson learned. And any relationship I get into in the future, I will never do that again. I'll never look at someone and assume. I always ask that person before I just jump in and assume. That was a huge lesson for me. And, you know, at the end of the day, like I said, he did say he would never leave and he did. And I have to accept that. It's a process. I got to heal. I got to get through it, you know. And at the end of the day, I don't have any ill feelings towards anybody. I don't feel a way about him anymore. I don't hate him. I don't feel any animosity. It's more so like, you taught me a lesson. Great. Now I can move on with my life and make the steps I need to heal and be better. I don't think he's a bad guy. He just wasn't the guy for me, clearly. And the way I feel right now, I don't really want him in my life because I feel like if you can leave me at the drop of a dime over Instagram, then, you know, over Instagram picture, do I really want you around? No, because I can't trust you and you're full of it. So I just want you guys to know everything. I just want to get it out on the table. I just want you guys to know that love is not perfect. You can care about somebody, love somebody, and they still not be perfect. What we had was not perfect. And it wasn't healthy. It just was not healthy. It wasn't healthy for me to have that anxious attachment and be so clingy and all over the place and lose my mind. That wasn't healthy for me or him. It wasn't healthy for anybody. So I'm learning so much about myself. I'm learning that you can't chase people and you can't force somebody to be in your life. I'm learning that the people that choose to leave are not meant to be in my life. And the people that stay are the good ones. So I think it's important that my therapist talked about me teaching me how to attract people in my life that will stay. And so that's the type of person I want in my life. I don't want people anymore who are emotionally unavailable. I don't want people who can't give me things that I need or want. I want people in my life who can be there for me and just be more attached. But on another note, because I don't want to spend too much time talking about him because he's in the past, but she's also having me do this 30-day fast. So the 30-day fast is where you do not communicate with men at all. You can flirt with a man, but you can't do anything like dating, sex, nothing. It's just strictly you focusing on yourself and pouring into yourself and healing. So I'm excited to do this 30-day fast. So that means I can't deal with any men for 30 days. I can't do anything of such. You know, I just got to focus on myself. I can, however, she said, flirt. That's all you're allowed to do. But I think it's cool because I was leaving work today, y'all. And the crazy part is my therapist is like, watch, guys are going to be eventually throwing themselves at you. And so I walk outside my job and I see these two cute guys in business suits. And as soon as they see me, they go, hey. And I'm like, what the? It was crazy. They were changing the tire on the car. And they were like, hey. So I said, hey. And I just got in my car and I drove off and I waved to them one last time. And I laughed so bad about that because it kind of opened my eyes to be like, Sherelle, like, there are so many other guys out here for you. You don't need to waste your time on one guy because he left. So what? Let him go. Keep it moving. You don't need him. He's not worth it. And it's a huge lesson learned for me. Don't put myself in those situations anymore. And as I go through my healing process, I'm going to continue to learn and evolve and become a better person. And I don't need anybody who doesn't need me. So that's the lesson I learned. Again, like I said, I'm not here to judge anybody. Everybody has done something or whatever in their past they're not proud of. I'm not here to judge him. I hope you guys aren't judging anybody either. But it's more so that I just want you guys to know that once you find the right therapist and you get the right healing, things in your life will become so beautiful. And you will be so happy. You will be so happy. But that's just what I wanted to fill you guys in on. And I'm healing. I'm still hurting, but I'm healing. And I just want to move forward, you know? I don't, you know what I'm saying? My goal now for me is to enjoy my life. I want to go out on the weekends and have a good time. I don't want to spend time in the house moping over a guy. So my goal now for myself is to go out on the weekends. Even though COVID-19 is here, I still want to get out the house, take my daughter to the park, go to the mall, just do small, simple stuff as little baby steps. Even take, like, when I have days off, take myself on a date or whatever. Just do, you know, I want a podcast. Just do. No, I got to look for it. No, go on. No, you need to stop wearing those shorts. Sorry guys, that was my mom talking to me. But like I was saying, it's all a process, and you just have to sit through the pain. Once you get through the pain, guys, it gets so much easier, and you just have to love yourself. So if you are ever in a situation like I was in, just know that you gotta love yourself and put yourself first. And the biggest thing that I think I learned today, too, was do not contact somebody. Whenever somebody leaves your life, guys, my therapist is 100% right. Do not contact that person. Don't text, don't call. Let it go. It's not your job to chase after somebody. You know, if they choose to leave, let them leave. But I feel like the way I am through my healing process, I think once I'm fully healed, I think I'm just, if someone leaves my life, I'm not going to allow them to come back. Because I feel like for me, that's a big deal. And I feel like if you want to leave my life, then you don't need to be here. You know what I'm saying? But hopefully, like she said, I'll learn how to attract the right people that won't do that anymore. So, yeah. But let me end this, guys, because I'm getting tired. I'm about to lay down in this bed and try to get some sleep because I got to get up at 5:30 tomorrow. Got to finish my work day out and I can just relax for the weekend. And I'm probably going to do something fun this weekend, y'all. I'm going to get out the house. Me and my daughter will probably do something fun. We're going to get out the house. I'll probably take her to the park or we'll probably go to, like, the short put mall or something. I don't know. The mall near my house. We'll go to the mall. We're going to do something fun just to get out the house and just to enjoy ourselves. So it'll be fun. We're going to go to the mall or do something different that we normally wouldn't do. So, yep. Peace and love, guys.